Track 6, Ideas About Love and Reasons for Affairs. On the last track, we discussed three gender differences in the unfaithful partner's emotional response to an affair. The three gender differences we focused on were what kind of partner is sought, what justifies an affair, and what internal tensions the affair causes. On this track, we will discuss five key aspects concerning exploring ideas about love and reasons for affairs with couples dealing with infidelity. The five key aspects concerning ideas about love are unrequited love, romantic love, confronting unrealistic expectations, the disenchantment process, and determining where ideas about love come from. Abby, a hurt partner, had been married to her husband Randall for 14 years when she entered counseling. Randall had recently confessed to Abby that he had had 18 affairs over the course of their life together. Randall was more involved with his new lover, Tina, than he had been with any of his previous lovers. "When I met Abby, she was in a state of shock and denial. Abby stated, 'We have a great marriage. Randall is perfect for me.' I encouraged Abby to explore her ideas concerning love with me during our sessions. As you will see in Abby's case, there can be five key aspects in the exploration of a couple's ideas concerning love. Abby was soon able to admit that she had been hurt by Randall during their marriage. Abby stated, 'There was one time I found a lump in my breast, and I had to have Randall take me in for a mammogram.' He talked to his broker on his phone the whole time. Not once did he ask about how the test came out. And there were times he came home wanting sex while he was sweaty and smelled like someone else's perfume. 'If I didn't love Randall so much, I wouldn't be able to stand how he treats me.' I felt that Abby was exhibiting signs of the first key aspect concerning ideas about love, unrequited or unreturned love. Abby was convinced that the pain and suffering she experienced were a logical part of loving her husband so deeply. A second key aspect concerning ideas about love involves romantic love. Randall stated, 'Look, I love Tina. We never argue, she's never boring, and there's this amazing chemistry. Why should I turn away from something like that? Tina is everything that Abby isn't.' I stated to Randall, 'When you first become involved with someone, the intense feelings create a kind of natural high that can distort your perceptions of others. You may idealize your new lover while painting your partner as a negative foil for this new wonderful person. Part of this is due to some very real chemical changes that occur in the brain. Feelings of intense passion occur when the brain releases amphetamine-like chemicals such as dopamine, norepinephrine, and PEA. Over time, however, your body's tolerance to these chemicals increases, and the intense feelings diminish. Randall, does this make sense to you?' Would your Randall, who is in romantic love with his Tina, with which he is having an affair, benefit from a description of the neurochemical aspects of romantic love that can distort perceptions? In addition to the concepts of unrequited love or unreturned love and romantic love, a third key aspect concerning ideas about love and affairs involves confronting unrealistic expectations about love and marriage. Randall displayed several unrealistic expectations of love and marriage. See if this sounds familiar. Randall stated, 'When passion dies, the relationship is over, and passion left between me and Abby years ago. Obviously, it's time for me to explore my other options.' Abby also exhibited unrealistic expectations. Abby believed that part of love and marriage involved uncomplainingly accepting her partner's hurtful behavior. Since both Randall and Abby exhibited unrealistic expectations regarding love and marriage, I encouraged them to work through the Confronting My Expectations cognitive behavioral exercise with me. I asked Randall and Abby to listen to the following list of 7 expectations. I stated, 'As you listen, consider honestly which ones you believe in. How realistic and useful are these 7 expectations for you? 1. I shouldn't have to work for love. 2. I shouldn't have to work to be trusted. 3. My partner should be emotionally available to me whenever I need him or her. 4. A good marriage is free of conflict. 5. If I'm not happy in my marriage, it must be my partner's fault. 6. My partner should want to do exactly what I want to do the moment I want to do it. 7. My partner should forgive all my limitations, even if I can't forgive some of theirs.' Through discussion of these, both Randall and Abby were becoming increasingly aware of the unrealistic expectations each had. A fourth key aspect concerning ideas about love and reasons for affairs involves the process of disenchantment. According to psychologists Barry Dinn and Michael Glynn, a love relationship occurs in three stages. The first is the stage of romantic love, as we discussed earlier. The second is the process of disenchantment. I stated to Randall and Abby, during the disenchantment process, both partners become less compromising and less available for change. Often, partners retreat into rigid patterns, which may predate the relationship. At this point, partners are likely to feel immensely let down with each other. During disenchantment, couples are also likely to find themselves caught up in a handful of well-defined interpersonal struggles. If the couple can come to terms with each other's limitations and avoid being worn down by recurring arguments, they are likely to have a good chance at entering the third stage of a love relationship. It is at this point that infidelity usually occurs. This third stage of love relationships is one of compromise, accommodation, integration, and resolution. The third stage of love is commonly referred to as mature love. Think of a couple you are currently treating for issues related to infidelity. Has the process of disenchantment been a factor in the unfaithful partner's search for the feelings of romantic love outside the marriage? In addition to the concepts of unrequited and romantic love, confronting unrealistic expectations, and disenchantment, a fifth key aspect concerning ideas about love and infidelity involves determining where ideas about love come from. According to John Money, a sexologist from Johns Hopkins, all of us carry in our minds a unique subliminal guide to our unique partner. This subliminal guide is imprinted on us by our life experience by the time we reach adolescence. Abby stated, "My dad was pretty violent, and I know he slept with a lot of women. Then he'd come home and smack Mom around, swear at her. But Mom was always perfect. She did everything for him. She told me the key to a happy marriage was always being available for sex. And whatever she did seemed to work. Dad stayed with her no matter how mad he was." Abby clearly chose to stay in her relationship with Randall because this pattern was all she had known as a child. She interpreted Randall's behavior as the way love was supposed to work. Has your Abby's subliminal map locked him or her into accepting an unfaithful partner's hurtful behavior? Would playing this track in your next session be helpful for your clients dealing with infidelity? On this track, we've discussed five key aspects concerning exploring ideas about love with couples dealing with infidelity through marital counseling. The five key aspects concerning ideas about love are unrequited love, romantic love, confronting unrealistic expectations, the disenchantment process, and determining where ideas about love come from. On the next track, we will discuss five indicators that can help the hurt partner assess whether the unfaithful partner is likely to follow through on their promise not to have another affair. These five indicators of the unfaithful partner's trustworthiness are underlying attitudes, a history of deception, an ability to communicate openly, an ability to hear and empathize with pain, and a willingness to take an appropriate share of responsibility for the affair. Question 6. What are five key aspects concerning exploring ideas about love with couples dealing with infidelity?